There are 1,662 COVID-positive patients currently hospitalized in Ontario, including 210 COVID patients in intensive care units and 99 on ventilators. The provincial update included 17 more deaths that all occurred within the last 30 days. Since April 6, 363 people in Ontario have died because of COVID, with between 5 and 21 deaths per day. COVID-19 has been the cause of, or a factor in, the death of 12,938 people in Ontario since March 2020, according to the province's daily reporting. The daily update included 2,418 lab-confirmed COVID cases. Case counts are assumed to be underestimated because of limited PCR testing and only PCR results are included in the daily case counts. Since the start of the pandemic, Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,270,808 cases of COVID-19 and reported 1,232,482 cases recovered or resolved. The May 6 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Hospitalizations of the 1,662 people hospitalized with COVID, 43% were admitted because of COVID-19 and 57% were admitted for other reasons, but test positive for COVID-19. Included in the hospitalized patients, not in the ICU, are 227 unvaccinated people, 79 people with one dose of COVID vaccine, and 1,021 people with two or more doses of COVID-19 vaccine. 210 patients are in intensive care units with COVID-related illnesses, including 99 patients on ventilators. Among the ICU patients are 33 unvaccinated patients, 9 people with one dose of a COVID vaccine, and 89 people with two or more doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccination: about 86% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario has two or more doses of COVID vaccine, about 12.1 million people. More than 7.2 million people in Ontario have had three doses of a COVID vaccine. 10% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing Ontario labs processed 17,744 tests, resulting in a 13.8% positivity. Northern Ontario: in the north, there are 188 hospitalizations, up from 180 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 17 people in ICU with the virus, down from 18 yesterday, and 7 people on ventilators, which is the same as yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 8,136 cases, 258 known active cases and 32 hospitalizations, with 3 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 63% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 5,679 cases, 188 known active cases and 33 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 87% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 61% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 7,051 cases, 21 known active cases and 19 hospitalizations, with 2 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 54% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 15,139 cases, 374 known active cases and 59 hospitalizations, with 3 people in ICU. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. Timiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,953 cases, 136 known active cases, and 5 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 59% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 8,104 cases and 188 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. The health unit updates weekly on Wednesdays. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 97% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 91% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 63% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 11,477 cases, 274 known active cases and 51 hospitalizations, with 3 people in ICU. The health unit is only updating data Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 90% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 61% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.